John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It is the first game of the homestand against the Oakland A's, who come in smoking hot. They've been winning games, but so have the Yankees, as they just sweeped the Toronto Blue Jays in Buffalo. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. Producer Zach is with us today as we discuss the upcoming game. Jake, how are you feeling?
James, Zach, everyone with us, everyone we're going to see in the building tonight. I'm doing well, Jim. I'm excited. Opening day. This is my first Yankees opening day. Pretty excited about that. And, dude, the other thing I just got excited for,
Dan, bro,
is playing the A's. Not from a, like, competition standpoint, but it's the, like, wow, haven't seen these two teams on a field in a long time.
Yes.
You know? Like, I was like, oh, shoot, the Oakland A's. Like, yeah, I want to, you know, see Laureano and Chapman and Olsen and those guys. So, they are playing a really good brand of baseball. They're like 13-2 in their last 15 or somewhere around that, leading the AL West over the Astros. So, yeah, I'm interested to see what it looks like. I'm so stoked to see the stadium. We're going with a lot of people from the office, which is nice, man. It's going to be a fun night. So I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Zach, how are you?
Feeling cool, man.
You don't have to ask Zach how he's doing.
He's feeling cool.
I mean, when he throws on the orange hater blockers.
What was the thing you said? I'm cooling, man.
I'm just cooling, man.
Wait, yeah. I have that. Yeah. I have that. Me?
I'm cooling, man, being cool.
Ah, shit. I don't have that. It's on my... Damn it. That one, that soundbite is on my computer at home. God, but I do have this soundbite, which involves Jake and the word cool. Okay. So I'll just play this one instead.
Wait, Zach, you gotta see this.
Okay.
Not hooked up to the soundboard. Everything's a joke.
I did steal that from Bernie Mac. And R.I.P.
I'm cooling, man?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone thought it was a Jake original, but the way you say it is great.
I think...
Wait, Zach, you gotta see this.
No, man! Not cool! Okay.
So that was all around it. The lineup, I haven't seen it yet. I've avoided the screen.
I'm looking at it now. I'm processing.
The lineup today is DJ LeMahieu's leading off. Aaron Judge in right field. Gleyber Torres at short, so he's back. Hey!
Yeah, less claps.
Shit. Stan's batting fourth. Gio's batting fifth. Odor at second, batting sixth. Andujar batting seventh. Higgy catching. Gardner. So what happened to Gary?
He got
hurt yesterday. He took that ball to the thigh.
Do you have any quotes on that yet?
The travel.
I mean, I have another.
Judge just had an awesome quote about the home run derby.
Yeah.
No interest unless it's in New York.
That's such a good quote, too, yeah. Because you know where the All-Star game's going. So
yes.
He kind of just covered his ass.
Yeah.
Like, I do it for you,
I
guys.
Do it for my home team.
That's pretty good.
It's one of the better pander answers that I believe.
Glaber's playing. That's good. Kluber played catch before the game. So no Gary quotes or anything?
No, but I don't know if they addressed it yet.
I mean, Hoke had some quotes out there. I was just on his...
Gary Sanchez is out of the lineup tonight because he had a tough physical game behind the plate last night, and the Yankees got home late last night. He did seem to take a bit of a beating last night.
Got beat up, says Aaron Boone. Okay, yeah, I get it.
It's fine.
And they can always pinch hit him. You know, pinch hit Gary, so there's that. And, Jim, maybe as an early what to watch for. Higgy used to be the pitcher whisperer earlier this season. So maybe this is like extending an olive branch to Tyone. Like, hey, man, we're back in the stadium today. You've been better at home. You've got Higgy. Like, let's go, Tyone.
Mm.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah, please. Be good. The rest of the lineup is fine. It still seems like Andujar's a little buried there just because they want to separate the lefties and Odor Gardner.
Yeah.
You know, like, tradition tells you should just have Odor Gardner be the 8-9, but that's a pretty weak 8-9er. Wait, just have
you flip Odor and Andujar if we were doing this lineup.
If we were doing it, but they want to separate the lefties because they don't want someone to be able to face Odor, blank, Guardy in the same inning because they feel that gives the other team the opportunity to give a lefty reliever a lane. So they always keep their lefties separated by two guys. Which is like, I get it, but whatever. Speaking of lefty lanes, Canna is leading off for the A's, then Laser, Ramon, then Matt Olson, a lefty, then DH Mitch Moreland, a lefty, then second baseman Jed Lowry, who's a switch hitter. Can you find Jed Lowry's splits?
Sure.
Is he better lefty or is he better righty? That's my question. Matt Chapman is deep there, then Sean Murphy and Tony Kemp, then Elvis Andrews. So, lane there for Littke is that if Jed Lowry is better as a lefty than a righty, they bring in Littke for Olson, Moreland, switch Lowry over to the right side. That might be, you might see them force Littke into that lane.
So this year, Jed Lowry is a better hitter lefty.
So there you go.
Let me get the career numbers just to see how fluky we're getting, because still a smaller sample. Jed Lowry career, fairly even.
But this season, better as a lefty hitter?
Excuse me, he's better versus lefties.
Okay, so never mind.
Better versus lefties. Still, it's not crazy numbers, though.
So. Well, Tyone doesn't go deep in the game, so look for Littke to be the first one out of the pen against Olson Moreland. It's kind of a pitching path to victory. Could also be my what to watch for, I guess.
And the third time through. Man.
Energy at the stadium?
Yeah, hopefully Tyone can feed off of that with some of the high heaters. Maybe, hey, we're not going to have a great angle. We'll be at the game, but another thing that maybe ties to that, big fly in the office. Big old fly. Big old horse fly. Zach flew in on it. Maybe Tyone.
That's a lie.
Starts with some, he pitches backwards. Like, get some off speed in the zone early so you can finish guys with that fastball. Like, these Oakland A's have not seen Jameson Tyone. And that fastball has been his out pitch. So maybe look for a little pitching backwards. I don't know, man. Come on, J-Mo.
He has been good at home.
Yeah.
So that's good. J-Mo has a 3.22 ERA at home. And it's seven games. It's not even a small sample size. That can't be true. No. 1, 2, 3, 4. But he's only pitched five games. How can the splits say he's got seven games at home? No.
He had that
you're right.
Bullpen appearance to start the year, right?
No, it's true. I'm just dumb, stupid, and pathetic. He's got seven games at home. His worst start at home is five innings pitched, three earned runs, or 4.22 earned runs, whatever.
Hey, if you ever feel, you know, the dumb, pathetic thing again, just look at Zach.
Well, Zach looks cool.
With the shades right now, it just turns my day around.
But it makes me feel less about myself.
Oh, always. But he's our friend.
Yeah, I like Zach. Do you have a what to watch for?
I've given a couple. They've all been Tyone related, so I'll.
I like the established off speed early, so the fastball
backwards.
Could be the out.
We
pitch.
Won't be able to track that. We won't even be able to track that. How about give me guard dog or give me death? Brett's been hot. The stadium's got some more juice today. Old man Brett, horsefly in here. Guardy getting the stadium going. He's going to do the flex for the bleacher creatures. I wouldn't be surprised. You know how we used that 2018 season when Glaber was the double leadoff and we loved it?
Yes.
That's guard dog today. Don't look at the fly.
I got eyes on it, dude. This fly's not going to leave my sight rest of the show.
I hate that.
Oh,
now I've got him.
Yeah, I mean, if he thinks he's going to come by my face and not get swatted.
Turn off all the lights now!
I mean, this fly... Land. No. Okay.
Is it a bee?
When he goes to the lights and I have to stare at the lights, it's a little blinding.
Like
and that's
game.
That's honestly, that's great offense by him.
What's your work to work for?
I kind of did it with the Litke coming out first.
We're
PPP.
Double what to watch for, guys, now.
My what to watch for? I really like the Gardner stuff. I have more on that. I kind of got a premonition while you were saying it. Judge, did Judge have a full rough series in Toronto?
Rumor has it. His hitting numbers were not good, if I remember correctly. I actually have the series stats open from the other day. BBD deleted it because he's just a fine worker.
Yeah, so Judge only had 2 hits up in Buffalo, and he only had 1 walk. So Judge likes being home. He likes the audience.
Damn,
he likes the crowd. The moment. It feels it's an opening day. Judge likes the establishing moment. So like Judge's first at bat, I'm kind of whoop.
Little. That's kind of like we're gonna be watching this game.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mean we'll be at the stadium?
And like you know, people are gonna still be filing in. And Tyone, we're rooting for him. We're hoping for the final out strikeout of the Yannick Pigalar clap. The Judge at bat is kind of when the game starts.
Now, did you say that you wanted someone to try and pants you at the game if they see you?
That was BBD.
Oh, BBD did say,
yes,
yeah, if you see
if
me.
If you pants him at the game, you win. Guys,
I'm
no
going to say on record,
anyone.
Don't pants BBD or
don't
anyone.
Don't pants anyone.
No, I'm not going to go that far. If your good friend is standing next to you and you have I can pants you. You can pants me.
Yeah.
BBD and Zach can pants each other. We can't pants them. They can't pants us.
One time I got to the office early, it was Zach and BBD in here.
Just standing
alone,
across
from
each other, just
pantsing
each other
pants
back
were
and forth.
Down. It was hilarious.
Yes. Yeah.
So then I took mine off.
And they said, get out of here.
We locked the door.
Super glued the pants.
Porn, I'm wondering why.
Pitching path to victory.
Get out of bed at all.
I mean, Tyone?
No, BBD, we weren't talking about you. Another BBD we know.
Yeah.
Pitching path to victory, Jim. You think they make a trade mid-game and try to get that guy? Like, if they trade with the Mets mid-game, comes over, passes physical, he's ready for the eighth inning, do they use him?
Sure, Chase Headley did it.
Okay. I don't see them doing that.
Loaiza has thrown every other day for the last 5 days. He pitched 1.2 yesterday, only 19 pitches. Mm. I think he's available. I think they'd be a little timid to use him. They also went with Chad yesterday and Britton. The good news is Chappie's available at the back end, right?
Yeah.
And I think they're going to use Litke today. Or Wandy. He hasn't pitched.
Hasn't been Wandy in a while, huh?
Yeah, they might use Wandy for that lane because they like him more as a specialist than they like Litke, who they just think is good. So I think you might see Tyone, Wandy, Litke today, especially since it's a team that's never seen them.
Mm.
You know, it's not like the Blue Jays who are like, all right, they're seeing Wandy Peralta for the umpteenth time. So I kind of just talked myself into Wandy and Litke being part of this, Chapman at the back end, one of Chad or Johnny. I don't think they're going to use both.
Yeah, I think we're going to have one inning up in the air here. I was going to say they might not use Britton because he's been 2 out of 3, but he had 2 off days before that, and he hasn't done a back-to-back yet, and, like, at some point, you do have to do that and rip the Band-Aid a little bit. So I could see Chappie Britton. I think there's going to be what you've kind of labeled. There's going to be one uncomfortable inning. Like, the 7th inning is probably going to be Litke second or Peralta, and we're going to be like, okay, this is a little – I don't love this.
That's my review of this monster as well.
And by the way
– is that pineapple?
Just an FYI, the flavor is labeled Ultra Fiesta, because that's a flavor. Society, what are we doing? Nestor Cortez hasn't pitched since last Tyone start.
Well, Tyone comes out in like 3 or whatever. Is he his bulk guy?
As of right now.
Okay. Here's a what to watch for, or premonition, whatever you want to call it. Even if Tyone's struggling or this is where it gets tricky. Even if he's not struggling.
Not struggling.
I think they get Nestor thrown in the bullpen early. And if Tyone's going well, it's a little bit like we're still need more, you know? And if he's struggling, then obviously Nestor's cutting up early. You might see Nestor warming up in the second or third preemptively today.
Interesting. I agree. I see what you're saying, and that definitely could be the play. I do think they're still in like fluff Tyone mode. Like, dude, you've been great in the stadium this year. Like, everyone's got a bad day. You feel good. Like, today's your day. But I think they're giving Nestor the wink and a nudge. Like, hey, you know what's up and we know what's up.
Be loose today, Nestor.
Nestor Cortez with the stadium yelling.
Nestor Cortez.
I says, I'm Nestor Cortez Jr. You are a sight for sore eyes. Saw the fly again.
That fucker.
2, 3, 4.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Crooked ways for your crooked days. Sitting around smoking purple haze.
Songs and music. Songs. We got them all.
Songs and music.
We tied the Homer draft last series.
No, we did not. I think Zach tried to throw me a bone there. I was, Andujar and Gary yesterday, oh. So.
No, that was my fault
then.
That
was
then. You? I did
the sheet yesterday.
That's right. Typed Stanton, but I was, you know, it was a remote show. So disregard the scoreboard!
Zach's got it.
I won!
Having a hot June.
One. So the series score.
Having a hot June.
9-4. 9-4. And it's 19-13. Or is it 19-12?
Probably. I'd assume.
Yep. I just took yours away on the thing, the calculator. 19-12. Okay. Yeah. I've now won 3 series in a row.
You're
and
a
I have the
June.
First pick today.
We talked about it.
I have the first
it.
Pick today. I'm not going to throw you for a loop today.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm taking Aaron Judge.
Yes. Yes. Got to make the layups.
Now, you get two picks. I think there's two out there.
Yeah.
I think if you don't choose these two.
And we didn't really talk about James Caprillion on the mound for the Oakland Athletics. Yankees farmhand was traded in the Sonny Gray deal.
He had to be teammates with Judge.
Yeah, he probably knows a bunch of the dudes, so that's exciting.
What's his pitch mix?
Not taking Stanton after his homer the other day seems like a need. So I will take Giancarlo Stanton.
Now, if it wasn't second opening day,
sure,
and an event day,
right,
I would have taken Stanton.
Sure,
but the second opening day won me over.
Absolutely. This is a 3-game set, right?
Depends.
Okay. Yankees changed their avatar for Pride. How about that? Go Yankees.
They care.
And I think what I'm going to do, Jim, 3-game set.
Wow.
I'm taking the guard dog. Short porch, baby.
Okay.
Spark the crowd.
Okay.
Who are you taking?
Well, I want to check one thing.
He's going to double check with one thing.
Good picks for you.
Thank you.
Decent picks.
Thank you.
I do have a slight correction. We'll get to it at premonitions.
Sure.
Andujar hasn't... he's the starting left fielder. We agree.
Yes.
I think this is his first homestand as, like, the cemented starting left fielder. I think the last time it was a homestand, he was still battling.
Yeah.
It was still going back and forth.
It's not a dry cement, but the cement is laid.
Yeah. So I am taking Andujar.
Like it.
Because I think he wants to be this, like, I mean, he's
feeling the crowd.
If it's a full crowd today,
yeah,
it's going to bring him back to 2018.
Crowd loves Andujar. I like that. I like that pick.
Thank you. Thanks, Jake. I appreciate it.
No problem, man.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom. Zach, whose do you like better?
I'm with Jake today. I like Jake's picks.
How do you feel about that, Jake?
A smile comes over the boy.
Oh, I have to watch this video.
Just excited, me and Zach.
It's 9 seconds long. Susan Waldman is allowed at field level for the first time in like 2 years.
Play it loud.
First time in 2 years I'm down here. I'll go out in the field in a little while. Oh my goodness.
Nailed it.
She is.
How do I retweet that?
An instant smile for me.
Yeah. She let out the smile I just gave Zach for agreeing with my Homer draft pick.
I hate people that don't understand what she does.
Yeah.
If everyone could share their enthusiasm and joy as genuinely as Susan Waldman does, the world would be like a fake 50s sitcom.
It almost would be too good.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want it.
She grabs you with
you
her joy.
You need like 50%.
It's
Susan
the best. She just beams energy and positivity. Love it. All right. Good picks. I have Judge and Andujar. You have back-to-back rookie of the year champs in some people's voting. You have Stanton and Gardner. Okay. Good picks.
Okay.
The over-under, what would you guess it is? Tyone, Kaprelian. I was trying to look at Kaprelian's game logs.
Tyone.
He's been good, man. He's got a 2.51 ERA in six starts so far.
I think he's got the scouting report on him, though, Jim.
I think they have this as a lazy 9.5.
At the stadium, two solid teams. That feels right. If anything, I think they might go down a 9. But I'll go 9.5 with you.
All right. 9.5. 9.5. Okay. What's today's date?
June 18th.
18th, huh?
Did you do the over understandings?
You took the lead yesterday.
Oh.
Good. Great job by you. Looks like they haven't sent me out the totals yet. The DraftKings, how the public is voting.
Sure.
I'm going to take the over today.
Over. We're in the building.
Every time we go to a game, it's been the over. Unofficially, I've never kept track.
Okay. I like that. I mean, I obviously, if I'm going to a game, I believe in the over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think the Yankees are going to score 10. Could Tyone be good? We might get a wonky bullpen inning. Let's get loud.
We're
going to affect the game. Let's go over.
Over.
You,
over.
Me, Ronnie, Zach.
It's the over. We're both getting over.
I'm
going to change to the under.
You saw me getting
just
pants
joking.
Down in the alley.
Me and Zach
alone in the office, pants down around our ankles, classic jokes.
Yeah.
Jake walks in. We don't like that. Oh, his pants are down. That's a furry cat. Do you have any promos?
Yeah, so you have the Gardner thing all wrong.
No.
Gardner in the first Tyone fly ball is going to make a catch that on TV, you're just like, that's a catch. But when in the stadium, you're like, oh, like the stadium erupts and the TV audience is like, that wasn't as good as the stadium's reacting. But when you see it live, he covers a ton of ground.
Right.
Maybe it's not like a home run robbing, but it's just a.
Like second and third if the ball drops.
It's just a nice catch. Yeah. And that gets the first yes. Then Judge at bat, the second at bat of the game, gets the home run. And it's just, oh. So my promo is a nice catch early. By Brett Gardner.
Yeah, I've got the Gardy homer, and then Sweeney Murdy is, like, feeling really good. You know, Susan, everyone's back on the field today, and Sweeney Murdy lets out a a tweet that, like, real Yankee fans love Brett Gardner.
Oh, okay.
So, Gardy Homer, Sweeney Murdy tweet about real Yankee fans liking Brett Gardner.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a good clip.
Zach, are you excited to see the game?
I am excited to be with watching the game with all these good people.
Wow, and he means it. I'm excited. I'm starving, so I'm going to go get some food.
I would love a premonition out of you today.
Something that we will see at the game.
Yes.
Today.
How many times do you think BBD pees?
Oh.
All right, let me set an over-under right. here.
Yeah.
Okay. There, where it's all you can drink.
Mm.
That plays into it.
We have a bathroom.
And there's a bathroom in the suite.
Such an easily accessible bathroom.
Yes, the most accessible. There's never
a
line.
You kind of feel dumb when you don't use it.
Mm-hmm. 3 hours, maybe four if we get there early. I'm going to set the over-under and at 3.5.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's done 5 in a game before.
I wanted to set it at 4.5, but all right, well, I'll change the line to 4.5.
That's tight.
I changed the line to 4.5. How many times does the BBD, the Piss Festival?
During the game?
No.
In the stadium.
Yeah, because I counted the hours before, and maybe like after the game ends, like pee before we leave.
I'd take the over.
Taking the over on 4.5?
Yeah.
Zach?
Yeah, I would also do that.
Okay. Everyone tweet at your guests. Use the hashtag BBDPFestival. And then tweet out over or under 4.5. And thank you for that, you know, just being involved. My stomach is rumbling. Let's go to the game.
Let's do it. Thanks, everybody.
Goodbye. Thanks, Simon Parrish, for the music.